Now, back to Eye on Travel.
It's 42 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you. Eye on Travel continuing for this last weekend of September. This month has just flown by. And wow. But you can always reach me, Peter at petergreenberg.com. And of course, give me your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will answer it right on the air. In fact, let's go to the phones right now. I've got Maureen on the phone from Sedona, Arizona. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good. So how can I help you?
Well, I'm in October of 2019, my husband and I were on a Iberia Airlines flight from Madrid to San Sebastian. And the flight was delayed, and we arrived in San Sebastian 2 hours and 36 minutes late. So I contacted Iberia Airlines and filed a claim for compensation for the delay on their website. And in February of this year, I received an email reply from them apologizing for the inconvenience and thanking me for understanding. And then in small print at the bottom of the reply, Iberia stated that this letter represented their final consideration of my complaint. And according to the EU air passenger rights documents, we are entitled to €250 per each. And after searching the internet, I found that the Spanish Ministry of Public Works had a form to fill out and return to them in Madrid. And I filled out the form and included all the requested documentation and sent it to their address in Madrid at the end of March. However,
so this has been going on. Yeah. So this has been going on for nearly a year now.
Yes.
Woo. Mm-hmm. There's something called statute of limitations, but forgetting the EU and forgetting the Spanish government, there's a company out there called AirHelp. Do you know about them?
No, I do not.
Okay. Go to their website, airhelp.com.
Okay.
And see if they can help you, because what they'll do is they'll take the case for you, and like a lawyer fighting a case on a contingency, they'll take a percentage of what you would get. But at least you'll get something. The only thing I'm concerned about, Maureen, is that it took place so long ago. And you do have a paper trail, though, because you did file a claim within a reasonable amount of time. So let the AirHelp people know what's going on and see if they can file another claim for you.
Okay. I will
all right,
do that.
And then let me know what happens. But in the future, and this goes out to all my listeners, if you're overseas, especially in the European Union, those rules do apply, and this website does help. It takes a while sometimes, but you know, you'll get compensation, and which, by the way, in many cases, is ahead of the United States, because in the U.S., if your flight's 2 hours late, they're not sending you a check.
That's for sure.
You bet. So let me know what happens, okay, Maureen?
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Let's go right to Jeff, who's out there in Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Peter.
How can I help you?
Okay. My fiance and I are getting married October 2nd and going on our honeymoon for a week to Alaska, October 3rd through the 10th. We currently live in Maryland. Plane tickets are bought. Despite my pleas for a simpler three-day B&B, stay in Ocean City. She is bound and determined to do this Alaska honeymoon trip now. So my question is, I understand we have to get a certified COVID test prior to entering Alaska. Yep. Other than that, what else should I know that could hamper our trip once arriving there, returning back to Maryland?
Okay, here it is. Jeff, you're engaged to be married, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're about to get married, correct? Repeat after me. If she wants to go to Alaska, you're going.
Yes. This is what I've learned.
There's travel advice for you. There's travel advice for you. No,
sound
listen.
Sound advice.
No, it is sound advice. Get your COVID-19 test, assuming you both test negative. The good news about going to Alaska now is you get to own the state. You'll have a great experience. You won't be in crowds. You won't be in, you know, in full hotels. None of that stuff. You're going to be fine. And you can always have the B&B in Ocean City, Maryland. But trust me, you know what? You're getting married and she wants to go on a honeymoon to Alaska, not to Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, this feels so much better already.
So, you know, bring a sweater, bring a windbreaker, because it does get cold in the evenings, but it's not out of control in October. You'll have a great time. And you'll be showing your love for her. You'll be showing your respect for her.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
And then all the
And then when it's really freezing in Maryland, she can take you to the you know, to the B&B, and you'll be fine.
Okay. I feel much better about this now.
All right. Have a piece of salmon for me when you get there, okay?
Thanks, Peter.
You got it, Jeff. And congratulations, by the way. All right. Jeff in Annapolis about to do the right thing and go to Alaska. By the way, a lot of states are open now, more than you can imagine. A lot of countries are open now, more than you can imagine. And we'll have that later on next week, a complete list, or you can check our website, petergreenberg.com, for that complete list of which countries are open. Back right after this with more of your calls.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back. It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues for this. I keep saying it. I can't believe it. The last weekend of September 2020. Of course, you can always get to me. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. So let's go right to the phones right out there in Chicago, not that far away. Mariana, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Peter. How are you?
Okay. How can I help you?
You know, last week on Saturday, I was in and out of the kitchen listening to your radio show, and I heard a woman ask you a few things about Antarctica, and one thing that you said, it was the most memorable travel experience you ever had, which then piqued my interest, and I was wondering if you could give me some information about planning a trip.
Sure.
Is it a strenuous trip? Who would I call? I'm a single person also. Do single people travel a lot for this trip?
You know what? They do. You know why? Because on the trip, you share one thing in common with everybody else. You want to go to Antarctica, and you have a great time.
Okay, good.
So here's how you do it. First of all, I just to be correct here, I did not say it was the most memorable experience, but it's certainly in the top 10, without a doubt. And it actually was my last continent. I've now checked the boxes, you know. That was the seventh and final continent for me, but I'd go back in a heartbeat. You're limited in when you can go, usually between the end of November and the end of February. And the real sweet spot is usually between, let's say, December 10th and January 10th. And there are a number of different ways you can go. I went on a cruise. I took a Silver Sea ship. And the way you do that is you fly down to Santiago, Chile, and then connect to another flight all the way south to Ushuaia in Argentina. And you break up the trip a little bit so you're not crazed. And then that's where you get on the ship. And on our itinerary, we went first to the Falkland Islands. I know you remember the name of the Falkland Islands. Yeah, you don't? Okay. Well, the Falkland Islands.
No, I do.
You do? Okay. But for everybody who doesn't, that was the big war between Great Britain and Argentina over who owned the Falklands. And you know who won that war. The Falkland Islanders are a very hardy breed of very pro-British residents. And great place to stop there. And then you keep heading further south. And that'll take you across the Drake Passage. I have to warn you that they don't call it the Drake Shake for nothing. It can be a little rough, but you know what? You get through it. It's only about 22 hours. And then you are there. And it can't be more magical. And I encourage you to go soon because global warming is real. And you can see the effects of it. You can see the effects of it in the northern regions and, of course, by the North Pole, and you certainly see it in the South and in the Antarctic. But it is an amazing trip. And what's great about being on the ship is that you asked how strenuous it was. It's not that strenuous at all.
Good.
You're with great naturalists. You're taking great zodiac raft trips in very calm water into the different parts of the Antarctic where you're going to hang out with everybody from the penguins to some Antarctic research stations run by the Chileans or the British or the Japanese. They're all down there. And you're going to see some amazing history, read up on Mr. Shackleton. You should read up on Mr. Shackleton and his failed and his failed attempts. But there's a lot of history down there, and well worth it. And bring your camera. It's almost impossible if the weather's good to take a bad picture. Okay.
Okay. Now, what did you say about between December 10th and January 10th?
That's the sweet spot in the calendar for the best weather down there. And, and by the way, when you do come back, I have to warn you, you'll look at your pictures and go, I think I've taken too many penguin pictures. Okay, so just be prepared for a penguin experience too. Hey, Marianne, thanks for checking in, okay? You got it. Let's go to Sandy. Sandy's out there in Auburn, New York.
Hello.
How can I help you, Sandy?
Well, Peter, my husband and I bought airplane tickets back in February to fly down to Panama City in Florida, and we bought them through Cheapo Air. The reason we were going was for our grandson's graduation, and that actually got postponed from May and was rescheduled for July. So I got a hold of Cheapo Air. We rescheduled it for July, and then come July, red state, of course, of Florida. So I couldn't go. My husband couldn't go because of health issues.
Right.
So we decided to reschedule again for November and try for Georgia this time. So we did that, and unfortunately, Georgia is still a red state as far as New York State is concerned. So
Sandy, you got to make better choices.
I know it. I think we're doomed with this three times in a row.
No, you're not doomed. You're not doomed. What I want you to do is email me to petergreenberg.com with all the details, and I'll answer you and give you some choices so you can actually use those tickets, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
You got it. So you know how to do it. Peter at petergreenberg.com. That music means we're out of time for this hour, but stick around. When we come back, we got Scott McCartney from the Wall Street Journal with his reports, and we're going to go up in the air with Captain Greg Morris and talk about what's on the horizon for the airlines. And right now, it's not looking good. We'll explain when we return.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.